Counter Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beat Buzzing with you today, talking about the latest on animal ID. We're back right after this.
You gotta love lean beef. 29 tantalizing cuts, each delivering a delicious all its own. 29 different paths to a protein-packed dinner time. From the tenderest of tenderloins to top-notch top round, there are 29 lean reasons to get the grill going that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council. For more information, visit us at oklabeef.org.
When has buying a battery ever been an act of charity? This July at Napa, get up to a $25 mail-in rebate on Napa battery starters and alternators. And for each rebate redeemed, Napa will make a donation to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Show you care. Buy a battery. Napa Know How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers, expire 7/31/12. See store for details.
Go to NapaOnline.com to find the Napa Auto Parts store near you.
Ever since the cow that stole Christmas back in December 2003, and really even beyond that, we've been talking a great deal about the need for a better animal ID system in this country. Some people call it animal disease traceability. USDA has got a new proposal out there, and a lot of folks in the livestock industry are concerned about the direction that USDA is going. Also, some folks on Capitol Hill are worried about it as well, including the former chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Republican from Virginia, Bob Goodlatte.
It's very important that we have a safe food supply. And one of the things that comes up is when you have a disease infestation of some kind, it's important to find the source of that and be able to deal with the problem by isolating it and making sure it doesn't spread from herd to herd and so on. So being able to do that is important, but it is also very important for farmers to be able to manage their own herds and make their own decisions about how they are treating their cattle and how they are working with the people they sell their cattle to report information that they may need. And so I have always been opposed to a national animal identification system mandated by the federal government.
Goodlatte considers this latest USDA proposal regarding animal ID kind of a backdoor mandatory animal ID approach. He doesn't like it any better than when the Republicans, back when we had George W. Bush in the White House, proposed a mandatory concept.
When I was chairman of the Agriculture Committee and the Department of Agriculture was gearing up to promote a mandatory national animal identification system, I invited the Secretary of Agriculture at the time, he's now Senator Mike Johanns, up here to Capitol Hill to meet with me in my office at the Agriculture Committee. And to stress to him how important it was that anything that is done in this area has to be voluntary. It has to give farmers the opportunity to decide for themselves whether they, or not they want to participate. And it has to give them the opportunity, the maximum opportunity, to decide what system worked best for them. And so I worked very closely with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association to promote that idea. And Secretary Johanns was very receptive to that. In fact, went back to the department and moved the department in a completely different direction away from a national mandatory animal identification system. Now, unfortunately, the current administration and some in the Department of Agriculture would like to move us back in the other direction.
Talking animal ID, Congressman Bob Goodlatte. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.